At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it is time for a pick six at six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Let's see if we remember how to do this. We got the six biggest storylines of the day. We're going to count them up one to six. They're not in any particular order other than this one, because the biggest story of the day was not about who was at OTAs and what we saw at OTAs, but about who wasn't at OTAs.
Number one.
Dan Quinn asked about the major players who were absent and how he addresses them, how he keeps in touch with them. By the way, if you haven't heard, the major players that were absent were Terry McLaurin, expected, as he and the team are actively working on a contract extension. Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, not as expected, at least by us on the outside. So, Dan Quinn, what's up?
What's your approach with that? It's a voluntary situation, but you know, you obviously would like guys here, but it's voluntary. So what's your approach on handling all that?
I think it's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? What do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team, and so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new, and now it's that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time. Like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
Really did a great job of getting away from the root question there. But it also is a good reminder by the end to say, hey, as we ramp things up, if these guys are back, like, how much are they really missing? Missing one day of 7-on-7 and a bunch of individual drills is not a big deal for a veteran at all. You'd rather have them there, and especially because these are guys that you're hoping are either directly leaders or at the very least setting a good example and something that guys can learn from in the room. Hey, this is how it's done situation for a guy like Tunsil. But alas, this is the reality of business in the NFL. It's not that big of a deal. And the biggest thing is making sure the guys still stay connected, which, for instance, Jaden Daniels is with Terry McLaurin.
Me and Terry got a good relationship outside of football, so, you know, obviously he got to handle what he has to handle, and, you know, but that doesn't change anything. The fact that, you know, he's part of our brotherhood, you know, we know Terry's working and everything, so we got to get better, and he knows he got to get better each and every day.
There's not going to be an ounce of resentment for Terry McLaurin. Now, look, if Marshawn Lattimore, who struggled last year, struggles again this season and is not at any of the voluntary stuff, and especially if it's mental mistakes and missing assignments, could I see a situation where that blows up a little bit more? I guess, probably. But for a guy like Terry, not a big deal. For a guy like Laremy Tunsil, I find it hard to believe it is going to be a big deal. But we will see, and hopefully it's not a big deal, because hopefully they are not going to miss anything. And if they do, realistically, I don't think it's going to be because they missed May 28th.
Number two.
As for the new guys, getting up to speed on what is happening in this offense specifically. I say offense specifically because Cliff Kingsbury was the coordinator who spoke today. He was asked about, you know, kind of balancing the player egos of, yeah, you know, you got guys like Debo and you got Terry still. You got, you know, all these weapons. Zach Ertz is back. How do you balance having all of those different guys with needing to run a functional offense and not so much care about their egos? Funny answer here by Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created, where it's you know, the team above anything else, and these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So,
Anthony, I think we should put that on a t-shirt. I think, or can we make a sign to hang over my shoulder here that's just like, I would rather be cussed out by good players than bad players. That's how you build a winner.
We can make that happen.
All right. Put it in our very large budget. It's going to be a plain white sheet of paper with very Times New Roman-y looking. Can we afford a better font at least? Can we make it a cool font? This is stuff that Matt Essig used to do. He'd just hang random stuff around the studio.
I was about to say, this is a Matt Essig assignment.
Call him, see if he'll come back for an afternoon just to print out something on a sheet of paper. We don't need a whole fancy, you know, graphic. We need a plain sheet of paper and a proper thumbtack. As for the man who's in charge of getting all those different people the ball, Jaden Daniels asked as well about implementing some of the new guys when he stepped to the podium this afternoon, specifically about the offensive line. So guys that he doesn't have to get the ball but are very, very important new additions. Here was Jaden on Tunsil and Connerly, his two new tackles.
Yeah, I mean, those are good additions that we brought in, and obviously what Adam and his side of the building is doing. You know, you got to trust them with everything that's going on. So obviously I'm excited. Those are two great individuals, and we got even more that they brought in. So I'm excited to, you know, get to work with them and still progress and, you know, get ready for camp.
I think perhaps the most important talent situation in the offseason might not be on the field. It's what we're going to talk about next.
Number three.
Which is that the coaching staff is back in basically full, and especially on the offensive side, including retaining Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury speaking for the first time today since he made that decision. And so he was asked directly on why he wanted to come back and, you know, what drew him away from taking a head coaching job this offseason?
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
And so back he comes with DQ, with Dan Quinn, another year, obviously, of being Jaden's, you know, head or offensive coordinator. Probably doesn't hurt your head coaching prospects. How important was it for Quinn to bring everybody back? DQ asked about that today as well.
It's a really big deal. That's why I did lead off with that intentionally, because I don't think we've got a chance to really talk about that as much as I thought we would, because looking back for me, it's pretty rare. And We've also added in Brian Schneider, somebody that, you know, I've had some experience with, who is also another like true heavy hitter on the special team side. But I guess it fast tracks some of the things that we understand, but it also allows us probably to get a little deeper, you know, than we were in year one, to get closer, better understanding of one another. And that's been a big deal for me. So year one to year two for a player is big. It's, for coaches, it's big too. And so, man, I really appreciate that.
Dan, Cliff, the Commanders back at work today. That is the front half of our pick six. Three more storylines with plenty more from Quinn, Cliff, and Jaden Daniels. Next, here on the Hoffman Show, here on the Team 980. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Commanders minority partner Mark Ein joining us at 6:30 here on the Hoffman Show. We continue, though, right now with our pick six at six on the days that OTAs on the day that OTAs open to the media. It's phase three of the Commanders off-season program, actual football practices, kind of, 7-on-7, etc. It's also our first chance to talk to especially the veterans. And there was one question on everyone's mind when it came to Jaden Daniels.
Number four.
Hey, bro, you lift? Seriously, Jaden was asked a lot of questions, and all of his teammates and coaches were asked a lot of questions about whether or not Jaden Daniels is bigger now after that jacked photo we saw of him with the SpongeBob meme on social media. Start off with Dan Quinn and his answer. Does Jaden look different physically?
Got in the weight room. No, we haven't got side by side in the mirror or anything, but like he's doing great. Honestly, I don't know what else to share with you about that. He's at the right markers that we want him to be. So he and all the guys have, you know, certain weight and body composition that they're all hitting for. So for him, he's in, you know, the space that he wants to go.
So, Dan Quinn, hey, Jaden's doing what we want him to do. He's where he's supposed to be. Great. Then there was Cliff, who was asked about, what Jaden, what he looks like. Is he bigger? Here's Cliff Kingsbury.
I mean, I think he's still pretty lean, you know, but he's definitely worked really hard at his fitness and the weight room, and I mean he's here early and stays late and does all the things, so I'm sure I haven't seen his weights, but I'm sure that he's a little bit thicker than he was.
Cliff kind of in denial mode, and then there was Jaden, who was incredibly uncomfortable and literally on the last question of the press conference was asked more specifically, like, how much do you weigh, how much weight did you put on, and ran out of the room laughing and refusing to answer. But earlier he was asked about if there was a concerted effort about bulking up in the offseason.
Nah, I was just working out. It wasn't like I need to eat this amount much. Nah, it was just go out there, have a plan, and, you know, naturally just put on weight.
This whole thing is so funny to me. It is, like, it's obvious he's bulked up a little bit. He's just thicker. You know, his lower half, his trunk, his arms are definitely a little bit bigger. But he was pretty string beanie last year, and he survived the year relatively just fine. He's also getting older. This is what happens. Like, guys spend more time in the weight room. The body finishes maturing. For males especially, like, your puberty, yes, starts in your teens, and you're through most of it by the time you're through college. But, like, your body doesn't stop really changing until 25, and then it starts changing in a different way as everything just goes downhill, unless you're a professional athlete and working out all the time. The point is that it's obvious that Jaden is doing stuff intentionally because that's his job. And the discomfort for everybody talking about it in their own way of Dan just being like, yeah, this is part of the job. Jaden being like, I don't really want to talk about it. It just kind of happened. And Cliff being like, I don't know, he still looks skinny to me, is, to me, I find it all humorous, but it was the story of the day out in Ashburn.
Number five.
Story number five for us in our pick six at six. What do we want to see better in year two, especially from the offense with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury? Let's start off with Daniels and how he thinks his relationship with Kingsbury can grow this season.
Just transparency and stuff like that. This is what I was comfortable with. This is what he likes. And, you know, how can we find a middle ground to obviously expand, you know, the playbook and still have our core plays.
So excited to, you know, look at the playbook and do a little bit more. You know, obviously they're more comfortable with each other this year. There's probably going to be even more discussions, but I feel like they had a great relationship last year for sure. As for where Cliff wants things improved, he didn't necessarily go specifically to Jaden, and in fact went to something that Jaden was really good at last year. Jaden was excellent, especially for a rookie, in protecting the football, both fumbles and interceptions. But down the stretch, we know that that was a problem for the Commanders for some other players.
Yeah, I thought, you know, ball security ultimately kind of was our Achilles heel late in the season. Had a bunch that we can't do if you really want to be one of those elite teams. And so I think that's an area that we'll harp on all offseason and try to be better protecting the football.
And that starts now. It starts with ball security drills and all of those things that we saw today. They spend so much time this part of the year on fundamentals, and that's great. I mean, I feel like back in the Rivera era and to an extent the Gruden era, I'm trying to remember, they all blend together eventually. It's just like OTAs of years past. But it just kind of felt like a regular season practice. There is a distinct ramp in how Quinn periodizes the season. And it is so much more fundamentals work now of just like, let's get back to basics. Let's do all of the basic things that we need to do that set the foundation for who we want to be. And I think that matters. Like, you don't, as an NFL player, you don't work on ball security as often once you get in the season. And you don't work on it probably at all on your own. You're busy trying to level up. And so it's kind of on the coaching staff to establish the baseline. And I think this staff does a really, really good job of that. And, you know, preaching it, not just preaching it, practicing it as well is the way that is going to be effective.
Number six.
Last but not least, funny exchange, but also a meaningful exchange here between ABC7's Scott Abraham and the head coach, Dan Quinn.
Hi, Dan. You know, last year you guys were kind of like the hunters. Now this
we
year
we're always the hunters.
Okay.
Okay. Don't go there. I know I'm cutting you off right before you get started.
Okay.
Yeah. That way we don't have to like get into, are you the hunter or the hunted? Like, we are always the hunters.
Explain that then, because you've had a lot of success
last
year.
I knew where you were going with that. I like it. I'm glad.
And in a sense, you know, last year you were one game away from going to the Super Bowl. So obviously the bar has been raised. Teams below you are looking at trying to knock you guys off in a sense. So that role reversal of how this team is going to handle success, what does that look like to you?
So we've got a lot to prove. And so for us, that is what the hunting is. It's not something that's going to be on at the end of the season. It's right now about these next 3 weeks. We've got a couple weeks OTAs and a mini camp, and it's like absolutely going after it as hard as we can to see how good we can get, and then we'll worry about training camp. But the hunter is a mindset. It's an attitude of absolutely delivering and going for it, but that's who we are, and that doesn't change on anything – you know, done previously. It's just how we get down.
I cannot express to you how much I love that. Like, I'm the most excited, just jacked up, ready to go, ready to run through a wall that I've been all day. Football practice is boring. It's cold. Not cold, but it's gloomy and gray and rainy. And now Dan Quinn's got me all fired up, ready to go hunting. Like, this is absolutely the correct mentality. Like, we don't change who we are. We don't change because we've had success. We got here by thinking of ourselves in a certain way. And it's important to say, like, we're the hunters, not like, because it's not denying the reality that you're now one of the favorites, that you had success. It's just like, yeah, we had success by hunting, so we're going to keep hunting. You know, the lion or the tiger or whatever king of the jungle animal you want to pick, that is one of the hunters in the wild, just because they catch their prey doesn't mean they stop hunting. And that is the mentality that they're taking into hunting getting better, hunting success again. Like, I genuinely love that back and forth. By the way, I thought Scott did a great job of handling what he could have turned into even accidentally an awkward situation there too. But I thought he did a good job of reframing and asking the question. But it's a phenomenal answer by Quinn. It's exactly who he is. It's so authentic. And that's how you get the best out of your players, by truly being yourself and selling a story that is believable, that they can buy into. And that becomes, you know, narrative becomes reality. That's really good stuff there from DQ. And I think it fits this team very well. That is our pick 6 at 6 here on the Hoffman Show. Biggest storylines, best sound of the day on days where we have lots of news and sound from Ashburn. Next OTA period, next Wednesday. And we will probably be out there again, and certainly we'll be giving you the best sound of the day next week, same time, same place. Tomorrow on the show, don't forget, Doc Walker will have his thoughts on what's going on this offseason with the Commanders. I'm out tomorrow, be back on Friday. But before we wrap up this edition of the Hoffman Show, Mark Ein, Commanders minority partner, with us here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.